Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
We're going to talk about screening women for breast cancer, focusing on the MRI. Listeners may know that the MRI screening of the breast is becoming an important tool for the detection of breast cancer, also useful for the assessment of silicon implant integrity. The high sensitivity of MRI for breast has led to the increasing use of it for screening, not only detection, it's also used for assessment and treatment monitoring. Although the indications and scanning techniques and even interpretation, not only controversial, but they vary greatly from facility to facility and state to state. How does this all work? Well, I'm not an expert on this, but MRI separates these images of the breast by measuring changes in the movement of protons in fat and water. And the application of changing magnetic fields allows us to be able to differentiate normal tissue from abnormal tissue. These breast MRIs do require the administration of contrast agent gadolinium. The use of the MRI for breast cancer detection is based on this concept, tumor angiogenesis and neovascularity, so that tumor-associated blood vessels have increased permeability, which leads to prompt uptake and release of this gadolinium within the first couple of minutes after administration, and there's a unique pattern. Anyways, you found a study. It was published in the New England Journal at the end of 2019. It starts on page 2091. It attempts to answer the clinical question, does supplemental MRI screening for women with very dense breasts reduce the number of interval cancers?
Yeah, this was the first large, well-designed study that I've seen to address this question of, is there a role for MRI in screening of women at increased risk for breast cancer? And so this was a Dutch study, and they identified women. And by the way, the USPSTF gave this an I recommendation because there was insufficient evidence. There hadn't been any studies done to this time that really provide any insight into the impact of MRI. So they took women who were undergoing routine digital mammography who had very dense breast tissue. So there are four categories of breast density, and they were in the highest category. They all had a normal mammogram, and they were randomized in a 1-to-4 ratio to get supplemental MRI screening in addition to the digital mammogram or usual care. They followed standard protocols for follow-up imaging and biopsy in every country around the world other than the U.S.'s American College of Radiology. The recommendation is for mammography every 2 years, and that's also what the USPSTF recommends. So the standard was to get the next imaging in 2 years. The primary outcome was the likelihood of an interval cancer, which was any cancer detected in the next 24 months after a negative index digital or MRI mammogram, but before the next scheduled mammogram. They identified 8,000 women who were randomized to MRI mammography, of whom 4,783 agreed to participate. So this was called a Zellen design. So they had the MRI, they had the randomization take place, and then they called the women and said, hey, you were randomized into this study. Do you want to participate? It's called a Zellen design, and it's intended to decrease bias in terms of people who are volunteering for a study because they might feel they're at increased risk for breast cancer. Comparison group, 1-to-4 randomization. So the comparison group had 32,000 women. So of the 4,700 or so who underwent supplemental MRI, 1.65% had breast cancer detected on MRI. In the intention to screen analysis that included all 8,000 women who were randomized, the rate of interval cancers was lower in the usual care group, 2.5 per thousand versus 5 per thousand. They also looked at only those women who agreed to participate in the MRI, the 4,800, and there the rate was 0.8 per thousand compared to 5 per thousand in those who didn't agree to participate. So that was just in those who were randomized. With regards to harm for women undergoing supplemental MRI, 9.5% were recalled for additional imaging, 6.3% had a biopsy. False positive rate was 8% among women getting the supplemental MRI, so false positives were quite common. Of the 79 cancers detected, 80% were invasive. The remainder were ductal carcinoma in situ. At the second round of screening, the rate of invasive cancer was lower in the MRI group, 2 versus 7 per thousand. And the ones detected were more likely to be stage 0 or 1 cancer. So it suggests that there's kind of a stage shift with the MRI advancing the time of detection. The study was not powered, and there hasn't been long enough follow-up to detect any change in mortality. So bottom line, supplemental MRI screening for women with very dense breasts, not for all women, only for the subset with very dense breasts, compared with mammography alone every 2 years, does reduce the likelihood of an interval cancer from 5 to 2.5 in the intention-to-treat population and to 0.8 per thousand in the per-protocol population. So false positives were more common. That's the harm. More overall cancers and early-stage cancers were detected in the MRI group. So there's also the possibility that in addition to reducing interval cancers and advancing the stage and, you know, earlier stage diagnosis, they were also possibly detecting more what we call overdiagnosed cancers, ones that would not have grown or would not have continued to grow or harm the woman. So I think longer-term follow-up is needed of this study cohort in order to see the impact on mortality, the impact on treatment decisions, and the like.
Yeah, it's a great study to remind us of some of the core concepts that have to do with screening and lead time bias and overdiagnosis and false positives. I mean, it really brings in all of these issues. But as I'm listening to you, it does seem as though if you're one of these women that fits this category, that this is something that you might want to think seriously about.
You know, we need longer follow-up because detecting a cancer at an earlier stage does not necessarily equate to lower mortality. And the primary outcome really has to be mortality rates, not five-year survival. That should never be the outcome in a screening study because we know anytime you screen for any disease, five-year survival will go up because you're detecting it earlier in the course. What really matters, though, is does it reduce mortality? How many deaths per 1,000 or 10,000 or 100,000 in the population? And so that's the outcome we need to look for. And, you know, it may be 5 years before they have long enough follow-up. It is a fairly large study. I mean, you do have, you know, 40,000 women total who are randomized, 8,000 in the intervention group. So hopefully in 5 years, we might at least have some indication of whether it not only advanced the time of detection, but also reduced mortality.
Great reminders, Mark. Thanks. We'll talk with you again next week.
Okay.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.